What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Spoken, informative, the Jaguar Journal. Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics. A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jaguar Journal on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm your girl, Brandi B. Harris. Mike in the building, killing it as usual. Good morning, everybody. Hello, hello, hello from here in Jaguar land. Where is Perry White? Questions to be answered. We'll find out, okay? But it's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Baton Rouge. 71 degrees right now, but it's going to get mighty toasty. If you can hear in my voice that I'm a little under the weather, that's because I went on vacation, y'all, and I had a fantastic time. Okay, can we get into chill vibes, no stress, relaxation? Because that's the energy that I'm going on into this summer, going into for the summer, okay? Because the summer is here in South Louisiana. So whenever Perry gets here, we're going to find out. Hopefully he's not here yet for a good reason. And hopefully he can give us some tea on why maybe he's late. And maybe I'm thinking about tea because my voice is a little hoarse. But I'm not mad at my voice being hoarse. I was just saying this, right? Because that means that my money was well spent. My time was well spent being off and away from everything and unplugged. But maybe I had a little bit too much fun. So let's see. Let's get into it. This morning, number one thing we're going to talk about for sure, Southern University football season tickets go on sale on Monday, June 10th. Season tickets at A.W. Mumford Stadium. You can get those tickets beginning on Monday, June 10th. Lots and lots and lots of information to get into on that. And of course, whenever Perry gets here, he's probably got some inside tea on what we're learning from football operations as football season gets closer and closer and closer, as the rest of sports kind of starts to wrap up and we get some more information about what they're doing and their plans moving forward. And of course, we've already talked to our Southern University football coaching staff. So we've got some ideas, some inside information on the football operations. Are we streaming online? Are we on YouTube right now? Good morning to our YouTube family as well. Y'all tap in, tell us how y'all feeling this morning. Is anybody planning on buying those season tickets? Love to see you there this season. Let me get to the live stream so that I can see. what y'all are saying. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I see y'all like the horns. I love that. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So whenever Perry gets here, we'll tap in with Perry as well. So this morning, I'm here by myself solo, as you can tell. But I do this every day, so we can talk for a little while. It's hot out here, and admission. Cut my own yard for the first time in my whole life this week by myself, pushing the mower. I'm very, very proud of this because it's hot out here and I'm getting it done. And I'm going to get out there again today. And the reason why is because I'm a fully grown adult now and I bought a new power tool and I got very excited about it and I couldn't wait to use it. I got a cordless weed whacker and I was just very excited. So I was out there in the summer heat getting, you know, in the evenings and that mid-afternoon, y'all, I was getting 95 degrees. So we're trying to find ways to cool off, but I'm out there getting active. But we've got a lot to talk about. I'm trying to text in with Perry, y'all, to find out where he is. I'll find out where he is so we can find out what we're going to be getting more information from him about what we're going to be talking about this summer. But I've got a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the news, even if it's still summertime. We've got a lot going on in the news. If y'all have been paying attention, lots of new laws out there that have been signed, in, bills that were signed into law coming out of that regular legislative session. And of course, the regular legislative session will be wrapping up soon here. So I'm here this morning. We're going to cut to a quick break while I try to develop a plan and get my voice together, try to get me some warm tea. Good morning. This is the Jaguar Journal, and I'm Brandi B. Harris. One more time for him. There we go. All right, we'll be right back.
You want to do it?
No, because it's been Struggle University. Can we talk about it? Let me do the intro then.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White, Brandi B. Harris. Look at him. Got him ready. Can't wait to hit that click. First of all,
he comes in here with the stripes on. Yeah. Let's talk about that, okay? What? If you're watching on the YouTube,
what, you wanna throw then a flag you see on
him.
Me?
You see him, please, wear your whistle.
It's all
you
in the car.
You can't be an official without a whistle.
Yeah, I can't blow it on the air, you know.
I got air horns. Well, you need to bring your ref whistle,
well, hit
okay?
the air horn for okay. it. That's there you go, what's the flag?
The flag is Perry left me out here, and not at Southern University, SU, but in Struggle University, because he gave me no information.
Uh-huh.
I'm out here talking to y'all about cutting my grass.
You can do all that. You talk to him about flying kites,
and how
cutting
my
grass.
Voice, how my voice is still recovering.
It sounds very boisterous this morning.
And no, I just got a new win. I feel like I just got a steroid shot or something because Perry comes in here with his officiating uniform on.
Yeah.
And left me with no information.
Yeah.
And has all this information. Mm-hmm. Has a long laundry list. Has a CVS receipt list of information that he left me without.
I thought I sent it. I got it to Mike. Mike, did she
ask
you?
No. As soon as we went to break, Mike was like, oh, yeah, so we doing.
Yeah, okay.
And he was like, I'm going to let you know about it once this minute because. And I was like, wow.
You was nervous?
Wow. No, not nervous. I was like,
you know what
flag on the play.
You know what they call this in the industry?
Challenge. Where's my coach's flag?
This was
challenge
a,
it.
This
I want to challenge the call.
It was a stress test.
I want to challenge the call.
Look like we stressed you. It worked, Mike. All right, as we get the show going today, Brandi, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
This was quite the walk into the studio
good.
For you today.
Did you get it out
on
today?
A scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give you a solid 7.475.
I can go harder.
No, this is enough. But next time, if you got on your ref uniform, you need to have your whistle on.
All that's in the car, I don't need
I feel
the
like
accessories.
It, I know, I do. I feel like that particular accessory is important.
So for those of you watching, yes, I have on my uniform. It ain't because I came in here to mess with Brandi, all right? I got some stuff to do. I got a 7-on-7 tournament over at LSU when I leave here. Teams from all across the state will be playing in the 7-on-7. The 7-on-7 tournament was initially supposed to be last Sunday, but of course, you know, we had bad weather in the Capital City region. And things got postponed and pushed to this week. So as soon as I leave here, that's what my Saturday morning. I'm going to be in the sun for the next few hours looking at talent from all across the state. And we're talking about talent from across the state. Let's talk about talent right here in the city of Baton Rouge because our guest this morning is a very special person because she owns a yoga studio and her name is Kim Walker. So we want to welcome her to the Jaguar Journal this morning. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I know
morning.
You hear our problems. We got problems going on
no,
up here in
the problems.
Studio.
It's no problems.
Hey, you're giving my girl Brandy some grief over there,
period. Kim, you better come and have my back. I appreciate you. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Kim, what's going on with you? What's going on your end? You're coming on this morning to talk to us about yoga. And now, listen, in wellness, I don't think I can stretch my leg or my arms any farther than probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah, listen, what yeah. an admission
you
on
saw,
the airway.
You saw that right there? Did you see that right there? You see, that's as far
oh,
as.
Oh, no, Kim. So you're doing something to help get men like him right?
Absolutely. Guess what? You don't have to be flexible to do yoga, all right? So yoga is this mind, body, and soul connection. And it's a practice that you never really perfect, right? I have a men's wellness event that's coming up on June 22nd and 23rd. It's a weekend of wellness, and we've named it Zen Warrior for our men, for those amazing men that we love in our lives, and we want them to be supported and uplifted. Oftentimes, men don't do their preventative work and their screening, and we're just taking this time for a weekend of wellness. We've got two great guest speakers, Dr. Gregory Garner with Care South, and nurse practitioner Margaret Hughes, and they're going to speak to us in terms of wellness and prevention and how to manage stress in stressful situations. And then I am going to add with that a beautiful crafted yoga routine for our men that helps them with stretching, flexibility, reducing stress, improving their balance, getting some good cardiovascular work there. And they can in turn take all of this work and get enhanced mental clarity, get some better sleep, and hopefully if they're like weightlifters, they actually get a better gain in the weight room when they add yoga training to their repertoire.
I can definitely tap in on this, Kim, because
okay.
I work out a lot, quite a bit, and stretching is actually, and yoga is probably the number one way that I get that flexibility in, right? Because I'm not good or consistent about stretching, but yoga is that active recovery day where I'm not necessarily off from working out, but I'm still getting in, you know, a lot of that stretching and flexibility. Can you talk to me also about how it gives you a lot of clarity? Like, I always feel so calm after I'm done doing my yoga.
Well, yoga is so much about the practice on the mat with the work, the asanas, the poses, right? But the biggest part of that is your breath, the work that you do with breathing, calmly breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, and using that breath to facilitate all the work that you do on the mat in any given pose. So you're absolutely right, Brandy. We, on Sunday, as the second half of this wellness weekend, we will do nothing but get 1 hour of amazing, beautiful stretch. And the routine will be crafted just for the gentlemen in the room so that they can feel the true full benefit of a yoga stretch session. It's an amazing experience, and it's going to be a great event as well.
And I see you're also going to have some local vendors and stuff. Talk about the nutrition and how, like, the holistic treatment for this to be, you know, a really effective lifestyle, something that you can add to your regular everyday life. How can nutrition play a part?
It's a huge benefit to thinking about what you intake into your body, how you eat, and how that nutrition fuels your body. We're going to have Urban Bros here with some organic refreshments. Their juices, you guys know them. They're our local, and they have partnered with us to be there to provide some refreshments. And we have Village Cafe, which will also provide us with some great nutritional snacks and something for the guys to munch on after they get this workout in on June 27th.
Shout out to Urban Bros. Yeah, shout out to Urban Bros. Those juices, I've had them on Love 225. Their juices are amazing. They are amazing. This is a holistic community effort, and I love that.
You like this, don't you?
Oh, I love this. Yeah. This is my lifestyle.
She's rolling with it.
Yeah, no, this is definitely my lifestyle. So I appreciate that you're going to be bringing in the fellas for this. Like, it's super important to see them. Urban Bros, again, a good example of that. But it's wonderful to see black men, black boys be involved in something like that.
And as guys, I think what a definitely a trick, we yoga pants. I think men like women with yoga.
You're sick.
That's the truth. Come on, fellas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Tell me in the chat. Y'all like yoga pants. But big thing, I got to ask you, because you just recently had a newly signed corporate partnership with Southern University Athletics. Talk about that and what you're doing to help Southern Athletics.
Perry, that's hot off the press. I don't think anyone knows that Move Your Body Yoga is an official corporate sponsor for Southern University Athletics. And we are, I should add this, Baton Rouge's infrared hot yoga studio. So we bring that technology here in the studio to help with yoga wellness. And we have been working with Southern University Athletics now since we opened in August. Their athletes have been in here. We have trained the women's bowling team. We train women's soccer. And we have also trained the football wide receivers here in studio in the infrared heat. That is so beneficial for athletes because it helps with deep tissue relaxation. It increases detox, improves their flexibility. It also reduces stress, helps them manage and relax, gets rid of some inflammation as well. I know a lot about that, having a meniscus tear. It's got some great properties for helping with increasing circulation and blood flow. And you just sweat so good here in the studio when you work out. And also, let me add to that, the studio is equipped with an infrared sauna. Amazing technology for those athletes because yoga's low impact nature and emphasis on joint health helps aid those athletes in both preventing injuries and also recovering for them. So we are partnered to make sure that our athletes get the yoga wellness that they need, and we do it right here at 9257 Florida Boulevard, Unit 106.
Oh, wow. I love that you're helping to train the Southern University athletes. I see these videos of, I want to say I saw the Kansas City Chiefs, and they all did Pilates, and I've seen these pro soccer players and MLB teams doing a lot of these what are typically perceived as feminine exercises. So can you just talk to me about, like, I love what you just said there. There's so many benefits to it. How can y'all continue to work with Southern University Athletics to help them grow as athletes, not just, you know, because yoga is fun and cool and doing, you know, hot yoga is fun and cool, but because it can benefit them?
Our mission this school year is to tap into all the coaches and reach out to let them know, hey, we have wellness available for all the athletes. We can schedule sessions. The full groups are breaking up the athletes in different groups and coming in. That is the goal this year, to provide that support and wellness. Now, listen, when we're here on the mat, we're performing poses that are not so powerful in nature, but more restorative on the body. Lots of stretch, lots of moving through poses at very slower pace speed, lots of dynamic work here, but lots of static work where they're getting deeper into the stretches and helping relax those muscles and joints and giving them some recovery time as well. That is how we're aiding in the support with the athletes on the mat. And then, of course, we give them time just to come into Shavasana. That's a big old Sanskrit word that just simply means they come into rest. So at the end of class, we take time to rest. They get to recover. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've had some athletes that have fallen asleep like babies on the mat at the end of class. And they love it.
I'm going to tell you, for me, I did yoga about a year ago. I was on the beach. So the resort that I was at offered yoga like 6:30 in the morning. Let me tell you, I almost fell asleep because just when you hear the ocean and the water.
If you're really focusing on your breath and if you don't do that regularly, yes, it's so relaxing.
But I'm going to tell you a funny story because there was an older lady, a part of the group, in one of these dips or dives that we were doing. I heard somebody pass gas. She tried to act like it wasn't her, but I knew it was her. All right. Let me ask you this, Kim. That lady, she did try to act like it wasn't her, but it was okay. You know, they say for men, you know, if you want to find a good woman, you go to church, you go to this place. Are there good women, single women in the yoga studios?
There's amazing, beautiful women in the yoga studio, particularly in this community. We're a growing community and we've got some wonderful people here. I always say that my studio is selling itself because I haven't had to introduce a yoga member to each other yet. It's just that kind of community. My members are introducing themselves to each other. And they're connecting and they're finding community in our space. And we're doing it every day. We're open 7 days a week. And we can start at 5:15 a.m., Perry and Brandy, so you can come join us for a class.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
one more time, give people that address over there on Florida Boulevard.
We are Move Your Body Yoga at 9257 Florida Boulevard, Unit 106. We're right around the corner from the new Amazon complex. And again, we've got our Zen Warrior Men's Wellness Weekend, June 22nd through June 23rd. You can find all of our event information at www.moveyourbodyyoga.com. And move we're the same your name body. On Instagram. Move Your Body Yoga.
Move
we're
Your Body Yoga.
Instagram and Facebook.
The Men's Yoga Wellness Weekend. What a fantastic opportunity for Black men to connect in the community and learn something new and just all be feel appreciated and restored and yeah. well.
I want to know when the Women's Yoga Wellness
Revitalized.
Weekend. That's, you know.
Care, that's every day.
Oh, well,
that's
all look, you know what?
Just tap into the community. That's why you need to go that weekend.
I'm tapping in.
That's why you need to go that weekend.
I'm tapping in. Mike, what's up? You want to tap in with me? Want to do? We can go to the
Y'all
yoga studio.
Y'all need to go that weekend, tap in, kind of get a part of it, and then after Absolutely. That, become regular.
Fellas, y'all hear me? I'm trying to, hey.
Become regular.
We ain't got to go to the bars and the club and, the, you know, the happy hours no
you
more.
You can
we,
be doing that while you're restoring.
Yeah, we go to the yoga
to
studio.
Wellness. Fantastic.
Terry, I'm sending you a link today.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, what do men wear to yoga? What's the appropriate clothes to wear to yoga?
You can wear just some loose-fitting clothes. Some guys like to wear like a biker short under their loose-fitting shorts,
yeah.
A dry-fit type short.
Yeah.
Yes. Shirt.
We have yoga mats here in studio if you don't have one, so don't worry about that. Bring a towel, and of course, bring your water. You got to be hydrated to come in the studio.
No fancy Hydrate. Equipment needed. No fancy
no
gear
fancy equipment.
Needed. That's what's
no,
beautiful
ma'am.
About yoga. Just show up and be ready to relax and focus on it, you know?
And I need it when I'm running up and down the field with these
You're going to be out here officiating. You really need this. Something it, slower pace.
Therapeutic.
That's not so hard on you. That's also yeah. relaxing and therapeutic.
And what I do a lot in the pool. The pool does a lot for me, but you know what? I'm going
She's
to yoga.
Got new technology, though.
Yeah.
You got
to
tap
going
in
to
with
yoga.
The technology,
I'm tapping
though.
In and...
I only have two asks of you guys when you come in the studio.
Okay.
Number one is I want you to say yes to yourself. Number two, I want you to pour into yourself. My classes last for 45 minutes, and no one else matters but you at that point. It's you and the mat.
Yes, Perry.
I love that. I'm
supposed to say yes, Brandy. Yes, Perry. Yes, yes
I
to myself.
That. Yes,
and
yes.
Well, Kim, we appreciate you for coming on this morning. Look, I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. It's bright and early, and so to have that energy lets me know your studio is the right place to be,
yes.
especially to have that type of energy so early in the morning.
Yes.
We appreciate
we gotta,
you. And guess what?
Yoga class in 30 minutes. So.
Well, you're welcome to come on at any time to talk about
you.
Any more yoga in classes.
Thank you so much, Brandon Perry. You guys have a great day.
You
All
too.
Right, you too. All right, Kim Walker talking to us about yoga. You really enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. I would love to see Black men tap into that.
Yeah.
On a regular basis, not just, you know, for the Men's Wellness Weekend, but really tap in and get that those restorative benefits.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Give me some energy. I need some endurance. All right, let me get Let's get ready to take a break, y'all. Let's pay some bills and we'll come back and we'll keep the conversation going. All right, stay tuned more of the Jaguar Journal. All right. Good morning to everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys have had a good week and enjoyed that last session, fellas. We're going to yoga. All right. We're going
That's
to yoga,
right.
fellas. I'm Perry White, Brandy B. Harris. Look, you see, I see Mike when his hand's just sitting. I'm like, let me hurry up and go and get it because he's ready
that.
To get his hand off of that.
Hey, I love that.
Thank you to Kim Walker coming on, talking to us about
Men's
yoga.
Yoga Wellness Weekend, June 22nd and 23rd.
That is it. Now, fellas,
Move
I hope
Your
to
Body
see you
Yoga
there.
On Florida Boulevard. Fantastic.
That's it. Hey, as we keep the show going, guess what? There's going to be a big event next week in Opelousas. Now, you know that area very well. It typically hang out in that area. But
yeah.
for the families and the friends and the people in the Baton Rouge, Lafayette, that whole area right now, if you don't have anything to do next weekend, there's going to be a battle of the bands next weekend. Summer Band Jam over in Opelousas, Louisiana. And it's put on by a Southern University grad. And guess what? It's good to have him on the show this morning, my man Justin Patterson. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Perros. How with you, y'all?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Thank you. And F1, right now, as we speak, heading to support another summer band event, which is crazy, you know. Keep the culture going, you know?
Well, let me ask you this, because last year you had this same event over in Opelousas, and I came. My mom came down from Arkansas. We went over, took my son, and just a family out. And let me tell you, we had a great time, enjoyed it to see and support college and high school students from all around the region and everywhere else to come together. And guess what? These summer bands give students things to do during the summer to learn music, to perfect their craft, their hobby, whatever you want to call it for them. But then you bring all these bands together from all these different places, bring them to the small metropolis of Opelousas, Louisiana, for people to enjoy. Talk about the Summer Band Jam Battle of the Bands this year.
This year, Summer Band Jam, this is the first time I have five bands. Normally I have like two or three, but this year I went on a women's. I got five bands. The regulator from Baton Rouge, 337 All-Star Band from the entire 337 area, Houston United Mass Band from Houston, Golden Triangle, that's a band that consists of Orange, Texas, Port Arthur, Texas, and a couple of small cities right before you get into Houston. That's why they call it the Golden Triangle. If you're from the Texas area, you know. And a new rising band that's from Shreveport called the Port City All-Star Band. Now, a little back history on these bands, nobody understands what it means. This is literally community bands. You have kids from like fifth grade to people as old as 45, 50 years old come together on their own time to represent their city in these different bands, and then we make mass bands battle it out. So, certain Terry, like you say, you're part of the culture. You understand how it works. So that's the backstory on how the bands got these bands just started. But yeah. In Opelousas, Louisiana, I do it in Opelousas because Opelousas is like the center point between Texas, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? It's like 2 hours from New Orleans. It's like 2 hours, depending on whatever. You come from Texas and 1 hour from Baton Rouge, and it's right there in Lafayette. So that's what made me start Summer Band Jam in Opelousas, Louisiana. Actually, it's Lafayette 337. Sometimes I have it in Lafayette, and sometimes I have it in Opelousas.
Let's talk about the location, the time, tickets. Give the people information. That is anybody that's listening. Let me tell you, it is a great, fun family event. If you're not doing anything next Saturday, to go over to Opelousas, let them know where to go, what time, and what tickets, and how to get the tickets.
Okay, so the doors open at 5 o'clock, and it's at Donald Garden Stadium in Opelousas, Louisiana. VIP tickets are $20 and general admission is $15. All tickets will be sold at the gate, Perry. You know, I'm old school guy, but we have a swift line. We have a swift line on how you get in the gates. But at Donald Garner Stadium in Opelousas, Louisiana, doors open at 5. The event starts at 6. I ain't trying to have you out in the hot sun, Perry.
I appreciate that because listen, my son, but listen, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Even my mom.
What I wanted to say because. If you went with your family, I was wondering, is this for band heads? Is this just for the people that are deep in the band culture? Or can you just go and just enjoy yourself?
No, it's not. It's actually, I joked about this the other night. Summer Band is turning to a dance team, Tribaco, you know? And so if you're in a dance, if you're into, like, you know, anything of the performing arts, from band to dance, it's a family event, and it really goes crazy. Like, this shows you band in its essence. Like, you know, in band, when you're in school, the colleges and the high school, you have a lot of rules. In summer band, we don't have too many rules in all-star band. You can play as loud as you want to, you know what I'm saying, as long as you keep it controlled. You can talk crap as much as you want to, and a band's in a close environment, so that makes the action. So, yes, it's a family event. Come out and have fun. I'm going to have the snowballs out there getting Perry. I'm going to have the food vendors out there. It's going to be popping this year, guys.
Yeah, and let me just say, because I married a man from the 337.
Okay,
from that St. Landry Parish area, and the food gonna be good.
Yeah,
the food gonna be good. I'm just gonna say that the food gonna be good, and if you know, you know, the food gonna be good. If they in Opelousas, if they in OP, the food gonna be good.
She blushing right now.
The food gonna be good. So that sounds like quite the family event. That sounds like it's gonna be quite the event.
And it is, man. Because listen, my mom enjoys, she liked the atmosphere, but I wouldn't call her a band head. She just, she say, ooh, they got that swag sound. That's her whole, they got that swag sound. But she enjoyed the entire event last year.
She just want to be entertained. She's not necessarily into all the little specifics.
Yeah, it's just, if it's good, then she'll say, oh, no, they don't sound good. No, look at them dances. You know,
so it's for anybody.
It's for anybody. You know?
Okay, I like that.
And I'm taking my family. I'm taking my son, my daughter, my mom. My mom will be down. And so we're all going to go because guess what? First of all, we're going to support Justin's a Southern University grad. So first and foremost, we got to go support a Southern grad. And this event, when I saw the crowd last year, you saw from the babies all the way to the great grandmas and grandpas that was out there, and everybody enjoyed. And guess what? They out there supporting their family members, their kids, the nieces, the nephews, the grandkids, all of that. Plus, it's just good for the summer to get these kids something to do. And guess what? music is a way to, what I feel, that can ultimately motivate and inspire the next generation of little kids that may look at it and say, you know what, maybe I want to pick up a horn now.
Right. Oh, no, fantastic.
You know, so I enjoyed the event. And when my mom sat down and really sat through it, I was like, yeah, this is a good event. That's when I know.
Yeah, you can, I appreciate bringing your family. When I seen you and your mama showed up, I was like, uh-oh. Gotta make sure this thing goes good.
Right, got the generations with them. That's fantastic. Well, I certainly appreciate you even putting on for this, because I got my family's a band family. My grandfather was a band director. We grew up kind of going to small little band events. My dad, my uncle, both in the jukebox. So super cool to see people continue outside of the confines of, you know, your organized organization through the system.
What you and your family doing next Saturday?
We probably going to try to be heading over to the 337.
You need to head over to Opelousas next week. Justin, one more time, give the people the time, the place, the ticket prices, everything. So nobody will leave away and say, I didn't know.
Okay, so it's Donald Gardner Stadium, 1524 South Martin, Opelousas, Louisiana, 70570. Opelousas, Louisiana, doors open at 5. The event will start on time at 6. General admission is $15. VIP is $20. Now, the difference between general admission and VIP is literally, do you want to stand on the field with the bands? That's VIP. And you want to sit in the stand? That's general admission. One more thing, Perry, I might add. This is my fifth annual event. Like, I do this event out of my own pocket. I don't have no corporate sponsors. But this year, I have a couple of special people who are going to be in the building. So that's why I invited 5 bands and show people that, like, you know, this event needs to get seen to the masses, as well as a lot of these bands, the community is giving, and they need sponsorship too. So, like, if you're on YouTube, or y'all know any sponsors, or anybody looking to donate some money to some programs, some kids who are doing some positive things, just contact me, contact Perry, go on YouTube, Summer Band Jam, I have all the information and all the bios and the videos. This is something that I really think the world needs to see, Perry, because it is really a community-driven and a self-driven event that we doing in summertime.
And in South Louisiana, nobody respects bands more than South. Anywhere in the country,
this region right here. Yeah.
South Louisiana respects the band. Justin, give your YouTube channel as well, because you have some great content out there for people to watch. And I know the kids love it, the adults, everybody loves it. Talk about your YouTube channel and give us the contact for that as well.
Okay, my YouTube channel is Smash Time. That's SMASHIME. I have one of the biggest HBCU in high school, much. Channel. So, like, so if you have a favorite band and it's some PWI band, type in Smash Time Production on YouTube, you will find my channel. Summer Band is the easiest thing. We have videos from 400,000 views to videos from 3,000 views. So, it's easy to find.
Well, man, listen, Justin, I appreciate you for coming on this morning. Guess what? We're going to have you back on next week as well, the day of the event, to promote it. And just make sure we get all the information out there, because it's a great community event. It gives family something to do that day, to come out and support these young people all the way to the older people. But nonetheless, it's something positive, and I love it because it's something positive to do in the community. And it's music, and more than anything, music brings communities together. It makes you dance, it makes you get up. It's a lot of things music does, and that's why I love this event, man. And guess what? You're a Southern grad, so we got to support you as a Southern grad.
Yes, sir. Glad you guys are. Man, I appreciate this, Perry. I appreciate y'all having me on the side. And you do a lot of good work in the community, Perry. I don't think people give you your flowers enough, Doc. I'm looking forward to seeing you commentary upcoming football season. But that's another story for another day. Holler at me, Perry.
I got you, man. Appreciate you, Justin.
All right.
All right, that's my guy, Justin Patterson, Southern University. I swear, when he was at Southern, he made a song called Ain't Nobody Messing With Them Southern Jaguars. You remember that song?
Yeah.
Jaguars go. When I was doing my show, when I first started in this world of media, I was doing a show on the yard, and my show was at Southern, and I came to Southern. I came to Justin. I said, Justin, man, I need a song for the show. Justin allowed me to use his song for the show, and we both worked hand in hand with that. So I appreciate him for all the years for that. Because that song really went hand in hand with the show and which what we were doing. And so for all the band heads, and even if you're not a band head, if you just like the music, trust me, plenty of people like the music. When I'm in New Orleans and I'm in the parades with Southern's band and I'm walking down St. Charles or any one of those streets, you'll be surprised at how many people from all walks of life enjoy music. Mm-hmm. So if you enjoy music next week in Opelousas, and we'll have Justin back on to talk about it again, to get those tickets, go over to Opelousas. Guess what?
He and say he old school. You just got to walk up to the gate. That's what they only going to have. Tickets at the gate. No,
that's it.
No early tickets.
No,
that's
early fantastic. Tickets. Let me tell you a funny story. So you was talking about the food. So it's different. As we was headed over there last year, my mom. So a couple years ago, I found out about chicken crackling, right?
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Let me finish.
No,
let me finish.
I love it.
I know. Listen.
I'm so hungry.
Don't jump on me. All right. So, but my mom had never heard of it. Uh-huh. So we stopped and then the pepper jack. Whatever, egg rolls, whatever.
Yeah, the Buddha
so,
egg rolls.
Yeah, Buddha and egg rolls. So we stop on the way.
At Billy's?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And I got a small bag because I know I like to eat them. I can't eat
when
too much
of them. When you say small bag, little.
I can't give you. It just wasn't. I didn't go off. I didn't go crazy, yeah. Right? I can't eat too much of it, right?
Oh, and no, then you, nobody should. Yeah, no, right. We do not advise you to eat too much.
Yeah, I had to contain myself. Yeah. So, you know, I was just telling my mom, you know, I got a little bag and I was eating and she was like, well, let me try them. Don't you know she got mad at me because I didn't get a bigger bag?
I already knew that.
She was like,
that's
why didn't you get a bigger bag?
Let's be clear that that's why I asked, what size bag did you get? Because it's like little M&Ms. They're just like little M&Ms.
They're so
good.
And
before you know it, the bag is empty and you're like, where's the rest?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to snack on the way over. But I was like, here, try this, Mom. And she got quiet.
Yeah, you should have definitely got more.
Well, I didn't know. So you don't know if somebody's going to like something. I didn't know she was going to like it. So she talked about it. So we're going to stop and get us some chicken crackling, too,
delicious.
As well.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
All right. Let's get ready to pay some bills and take a break, and we'll come back and close out the top of the hour. I got to call and wake my guy Mark Gray up. He's over on the East Coast. He's going to come on at the top of the hour and talk to us about some Major League Baseball. You know, they incorporated the Negro League stats into the MLB stats, and a lot of people aren't too happy around America. But guess what? I am happy because I love to see the infusion of those stats and the honor in those guys who paved the way for us as African-Americans in the sport of baseball. So let me call and try to wake him up. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and close out the top of the hour. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there. It is bright and early on a Saturday, 7:52 a.m. to be exact. I'm Perry White, Brandy B. Harris here in the studio.
Good morning.
I want to thank Justin Patterson coming on, talking to us about the Summer Band Jam Battle of the Bands in Opelousas next weekend, June the 15th. Very family-friendly event. So I hope you guys bring your families over. Don't matter if you're white, black, whatever. Hey.
Everybody.
Support the community. Yeah, for real. And support Justin and what he's doing because he's creating an event for a community. And not only that, giving these young people something to do from all walks of life. As he said, Houston, the Beaumont area, Port Arthur, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, that whole 337 area. That's people from all different areas and walks of life within the region to be able to come and enjoy by showcasing musical talent. I love music, and because of that, I love that event, and I've gone and
the all-stars, the best of the best of some of our high school and college talent.
That's it. That's it. So hope you guys go check that out. And then Kim Walker coming on at the top of the hour, the beginning of the show, talking to us about men's yoga wellness coming up, an event coming up on June the 22nd. Hope you guys become a part of that. And go back and listen to that at any point in the show to listen to Justin or Kim. Fellas, don't meet me there, beat me there. We're going to check out some yoga. Listen, you might find your wife, might find your girlfriend, might find your something up in there. I don't know. But you know what? I love yoga pants. Hey, it beats going to Walmart, I guess. So I guess I go to the yoga class. Mike, you coming with me? Yeah. PJ, you coming with me? Okay, he ain't coming. He got a couple more years before he start liking yoga pants. So it'll be okay. It'll be all right. Hope you guys having a good weekend. Okay, well, he plays soccer. Good. Thank you, son. All right. As we continue to keep the show going, we're going to get ready to get here to the top of the hour. How long we have, Mike, till we get to the top? About 2.5 minutes. Brandy, you got all that out your system from that first part of the show?
Got what out? That you were late?
Yeah. You got that out your system?
Yeah, left me with no plan and no information.
You got that out your system? I'm trying to get it up out your system.
No, I haven't got it out my system.
Okay, it was a stress test. Did you stress? It was all in her neck, y'all. When I walked in, her neck, she was, it was all in her neck.
But you sent me no plan.
It was a stress test. How you think you did? Mike, how did she do? She do all right? She did all right. What you talk about? Did you say you was talking about cutting grass?
No.
Oh. What? Yesterday.
You had to cut the grass too?
No, that dude ain't cut no grass. Yeah. So he just, that's why he got to come get on the mic. Cause,
did you cut the grass?
I do a lot. Yeah, I cut grass. I trim rose bushes. And then, you know, we go for our walk. He got a scooter, so we go do that. Then we go jump in the pool. All right, thank you, PJ.
Oh, the walks are the best. Okay, so, all right. So just so PJ, we're clear, for those who can't see, that Perry, it's a family show, as always.
Yeah, it is.
But let's talk about that.
What?
About the family thing. So that's what I was talking about. I got a new piece of lawn equipment, and I was excited. So I cut the grass for the first time. A cordless weed whacker, or trimmer and edger.
Uh-huh.
Trimmer, edger. And it's cordless, and I was all excited. So I went out there, but I couldn't do it until you did what? Until I cut the grass.
Cut the grass first.
And I didn't want to wait, and I went ahead and I cut the grass.
All right, PJ, come here. Since you want to do some talking, come on, put you on the air. Because you talk too much. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he talking. What? All right, come on. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Tell everybody that you play soccer.
I play soccer.
And what are you on the soccer team?
A captain.
All right.
Give him the horns for that.
Yeah,
please,
that's
Mike,
him.
Please.
Is he tall enough to see? There you go. Yeah. Tell everybody good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Fantastic.
The kids, boy, I tell you, they just silly.
No, I love that energy. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, especially in June. Father's Day is not this Sunday, but next Sunday. That's fantastic.
Yeah, what
I love
they
that.
Say, all fathers expect nothing on Father's
Day. Really? Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's what they say, you know, because the Mother's Day, you know, and Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
Day.
I never heard that because we always have a good time for Father's Day. We're going to make sure that Perry feels celebrated for Father's Day.
Well,
hey, everybody. Well, I think we need to go to break, right?
Yeah, Mike giving us the sign language.
All right, let's go ahead and go to break.
All right,
and we'll be back for the top of the 8 o'clock hour.